Chinese foreign direct investment in Australia ranks ninth and amounts to 2.6% of all foreign investment in the country. Yet it's a hot topic. Professor Jia Diao Zhong says the Foreign Investment Review Board's special category for state-owned companies, while not unique to Australia, is not popular in China.
There seems to be a tendency here in Australia to treat Chinese companies in a separate category. Here, that's widely discussed.
Professor Jia's work focuses on China's relationships around the issues of energy, food and water resources, and he has good political and business connections in China. He says regional strategic dynamics are also impinging on the bilateral investment climate. As an example, he cites the recent agreement for the staging of extra US Marines in Australia's northern city of Darwin in the context of the US pivot to Asia. This, according to Professor Jia, has raised concerns in China over whether Australia is a safe place to invest in the event of heightened regional tensions or in the remote event of a conflict involving the US.
I wouldn't say it's a forefront. It's a background consideration. Say, should a Chinese company have established a presence here in Australia when you have geostrategic uncertainties, how would Australia be handling those assets? Or do you simply automatically say, hey, wait, since we are just a treaty ally of the United States, we will just do whatever the US wishes?
An investment treaty could solve some issues. It's a comprehensive roadmap allowing both countries to know the rules, concerns and ambitions of investing in each other's markets. China has one already with Japan, South Korea and Germany and is negotiating with the United States. Australian negotiations on a much bigger free trade agreement with China are struggling after 8 years of effort. Professor Jia says large investments need predictability.
Certainly it would be conducive in terms of thinking about building a predictable, I'm not saying profitable, I'm saying predictable relationship in investment and trade between China and Australia for us not to avoid such issues. We, you know, let's bring it up front and say, fine, we understand both sides have your own set of concerns, let's try to find a way to address them down the road.
China's largest foreign investment to date has only recently been approved. The national offshore oil company CNOOC paid more than $15 billion for Canada's oil and gas producer Nexen. Nexen has assets in the US and needed both Canadian and US approval. It's a big win for CNOOC, but at the same time of giving approval, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper said it would be the last takeover of a major resource by a foreign state-owned company. Jia Diao Zhong, whose fellowship at the Lowy Institute in Sydney is supported by global mining giant Rio Tinto, says Chinese firms might have to reassess 100% takeovers.
We may get into more political hurdles if we pursue either total control of a company or we pursue majority ownership. So we need to be clear that there are those sensitivities.